Hoover Treated Wood Products is a 65-year-old company with plants across the U.S., but it opened a new facility in Gadsden in April. Its opening came at a time when North Florida counties were still reeling from the devastation of Hurricane Michael just 6 months before. Barry Holden is Hoover's president.
You know, there's certain things that are necessary for a company, you know, to support the industry, and particularly in our case, you know, as far as raw material, other goods and services and everything, and it seemed like all of those things existed here in Gadsden County. And then when we always look at the aspect of employees and finding good employees and a good base of employees to meet our needs, and it seems like those were readily available here as well.
A who's who of Gadsden County leadership was on hand Thursday for the ribbon cutting on the facility's expansion, which relied on property acquisition and extended water and natural gas utility infrastructure. Gadsden County Development Council Chairman Antonio Jefferson says the company will generate about $5.3 million in new revenue annually and brought about 40 new jobs to the area.
The Gadsden County Development Council and partnership with the town of Havana put together a grant application under the Rural Infrastructure Fund, which provided $323,000 for this project to extend the public infrastructure needed for this business.
The Rural Infrastructure Fund gives grants through the State Department of Economic Opportunity. Democratic State Senator Bill Monford represents Gadsden's district.
The State Chamber of Commerce a year ago said that we had fewer jobs in rural Florida than we did 5 years ago. There's a dire need for jobs in these rural areas. Hoover coming in here will provide an opportunity for a lot of people, a better life for a lot of people, and that's what it's all about.
Hoover Treated Wood Products makes fire-retardant wood and plywood for construction. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.